Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. Later in the hour, we're going to be talking with a pollster who says that people with avowedly racist views are not voting for Obama. In other words, racism is not decisive for some avowed racist. We want to know where race fits into this campaign from where you sit. Here's what Mike Smuckler wrote into our website. I don't understand why people keep bringing up Obama's race. I dare say that most of our elected presidents have had white mothers. Tell us what you think about race in this election at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
That's such an interesting way to look at it.
Yep.
Today, U.S. military officials say a coalition raid in Afghanistan left three insurgents dead and four others in U.S. custody. For months, the number and intensity of clashes has increased, and in an attempt to decrease the violence, Pakistan has announced a new initiative to fund tens of thousands of anti-Taliban fighters in the western border region, trying to replicate successes in the U.S. war in Iraq that have been attributed to what's called the Awakening, where tribal leaders have been recruited and paid to help U.S. troops. Joining us now is Anand Gopal, the Afghanistan correspondent with the Christian Science Monitor, for more. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So who are these would-be anti-Taliban fighters?
These are basically local tribes that have armed themselves, actually independently of the Pakistan government at first. They've been pretty upset at the Taliban going into these tribal areas and enforcing their sort of really draconian interpretation of Islam. And so they've armed themselves and sort of taken law and order into their own hands in a lot of cases, including burning down the houses of the Taliban, etc. Pakistani government saw this and saw this as an excellent opportunity to sort of enlist locals in the fight against the Taliban. So now they've decided to throw some money and more weapons at these guys.
Let's talk about who they would be going after, because you've done a lot of writing about this notion of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, that they're not a monolithic group. Can you break some of that down for us?
Sure. What we know of as the Taliban is actually a couple of different groups. Of course, one group is Mullah Omar and these types that we've become accustomed to in the last few years. But there's also other groups that have different sort of associations with Al-Qaeda. So there's one group called the Haqqani Network, for example, that operates in Afghanistan, which is a lot of U.S. officials consider this group to be the most dangerous of all the insurgent groups because they're very close to Al-Qaeda. They engineer a lot of spectacular suicide bombings and other sorts of things. There are other groups that are more just like criminals that just have weapons. And in the sort of the lawless tribal regions of Pakistan or in some areas of Afghanistan, anybody with a gun and a grievance sort of calls himself the Taliban.
So it's just one group. How would this plan work, this Pakistan plan, to go after these groups?
Well, these groups are actually already the tribal groups that are fighting on behalf of the Pakistani government. They've been doing this for the last couple of months. And so the plan here is to try to give them more weapons and more money to go and to continue this. At the same time, the Pakistani military is trying to fight the war on its own behalf by sending in Pakistani soldiers into these lawless tribal regions next to Afghanistan and try to root out all the insurgents there.
And what has the Bush administration's reaction been to this? I would assume on some level they were consulted before the Pakistani officials announced this.
Yeah, they definitely were, and I think they're applauding it because this is looks to be the first real step to try to solve the problem here, because the Pakistani army has made a few incursions into these tribal areas in the past, but usually it's resulted in sort of peace deals between the Taliban and the insurgents there and the Pakistani government. So I think the U.S. officials are really looking at this and seeing this as a new step forward.
But do they believe that it will be a credible effort? I mean, certainly in the past weeks and months, there's been a lot discussed about the growing tensions between Pakistani officials as well as U.S. officials. I mean, we spoke recently to the former Pakistani ambassador to the U.N., and he called it a troubled relationship and that the United States essentially needed to overhaul its entire policy in the war in Afghanistan.
Well, part of the problem on the Pakistan side is that the Pakistani armies, like I said, repeatedly made peace deals with the insurgents. And so I think the U.S. is seeing a deterrent towards local militias perhaps is something that's more effective than relying just on the Pakistani army. In Afghanistan, the U.S. is also considering the same sort of thing that they've done in Iraq or what the Pakistani army is doing in Pakistan, which is arming the local tribes, setting up tribal militias to try to fight the Taliban.
How different is the Taliban from the sort of broader Pashtun kind of tribal allegiance, and how difficult is it for the Pakistani government or even the United States to attempt to separate out the Taliban allegiance with the Pashtun allegiance?
Well, it is tricky because there is a good deal of overlap between the sort of Pashtun tribes and the Taliban. But one of the differences is the Taliban and elements of the Taliban are close to Al-Qaeda. And there's a lot of foreign fighters like Al-Qaeda, a lot of Arab militants from Uzbekistan. And these fighters are the ones that really rankle the feathers of the local Pashtun tribes. A lot of them don't have a lot of patience for these guys because they're a bit more extremist than the local tribes are. And they often go around killing tribal elders and breaking all sorts of tribal customs. So there is some hope that perhaps we can drive a wedge between the local tribes and some of these foreign militants. And by doing that, isolate some of the Pakistani and Afghan insurgents that are aligned to them.
Anand, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Anand Gopal is a correspondent with the Christian Science Monitor based in Afghanistan. He came to us from Kabul. Now we're going to turn to Femi Okay, who's got some headlines for us.
Thank you very much, Adora. The time is 28 minutes past the hour.